Did you know that about 50% of Canadian adults don't have a legal will? It's a piece of paper that doesn't matter at all until it does, and then it matters a lot. Estate planning may be the least of your worries right now, but it is so important. And drafting a will might not be as difficult as you think. There are a couple of services these days that allow you to draft a will online in under an hour. Kevin Olds is the founder of Willful.co, the online platform he created to make it easier for Canadians to create their will. Hello there.
Hello.
What is Willful, and why did you start it?
Willful's a platform that allows people to create a will and other estate planning documents online in the comfort of their own home for a fraction of the price of a traditional lawyer. I had a family issue that we had someone pass away really unexpectedly, and I saw firsthand everything that's included when someone passes away and what you need to do. And I thought that it could be done a lot better because we had a lot of issues with our family situation. And then looking at other families, we realized how big of an issue this is and that something should be available that's better.
So a user goes onto the site, pays, how much is it? How much does it do it?
We have three options to pay for, three options that we offer. One's $99 for a last will and testament alone, $150 for a will and power of attorney documents, power of attorney for property and personal care, also known as a living will. And then for $250, you and a spouse can get the same premium option.
The full tilt boogie.
Exactly.
So $250 versus you're going to pay a lawyer at least $1,000.
Yes.
Like that's the frame of
anywhere
reference.
From $800 to $1,500 or more.
And what are the questions that a user is going to be answering on your platform?
So we ask you a few basic questions based on your present life situation. You know, are you married? Common law? Do you have children? Things like having children is a really big question, but basically answer a few simple questions on your present life situation, and then we suggest a plan for you, and then we take you through the curated questions and we guide you through the software, guides you through the platform.
How early do you think people should be getting a will, or is there a particular milestone that would be like, you know, flashing lights, now's the time, please do this?
That's a great question. There's tons of unknowns and myths surrounding wills. You know, if you're an adult and you have any assets, you should have a will. But the biggest inflection point in life is when you have your first kid. If you're a parent, new parent, or a parent of, you know, toddlers or teenagers, you should absolutely have a will, because you're gonna want to choose a guardian that if something happens to you, you've picked somebody that's responsible and is going to take care of your children, and you're going to avoid you know, potentially parents or other people fighting and having a huge court case potentially. But yeah, having a kid is your first biggest thing to as an adult.
Where does I'm using air quotes here, mm-hmm. the lawyer come into play here? Because for a will to be legal, there's certain things that need to do. It doesn't necessarily need to be written up by a lawyer, as you demonstrate. But where in your platform does the consumer have assurance that it is going to be all I's dotted and T's crossed, so that the likelihood of it being contested successfully is low?
Yep. So we've partnered with estate lawyers in Ontario and Alberta. That's where we're live right now. They've helped create all the legal content and worked with our development team to make sure that all the questions and legal content align and are good to go. We've done multiple testing, but essentially we've done all the work with the lawyers ahead of time so that we can provide, you know, the low affordable cost for the platform we have now.
What are some of the benefits of it being an online experience? I mean, if you go sign up for a bank account online, if it's with a non-traditional financial service company, it's infinitely faster than if you were to go into a branch. Is speed one of the number one things you're selling?
So speed or convenience, as we like to talk about it, you know, if you're using a traditional lawyer, you're going to do research online. You're going to probably talk with somebody and get a referral from somebody. What's great about our site is, you know, having it online, it's convenient. You can create a will in your pajamas and print it off at home or print it off at the office. The other thing about having it online is that, you know, we store the information that you've last input so that if you need to make a change, you can come back to the site, free of charge and have unlimited free changes, which is another huge cost savings.
Especially if you have volatile relationships with your best friend and you suddenly want to write them out of the will.
Or
you
family.
Can just go on in the middle of the night and be like, they're out of my will.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people, because the high cost of creating a will with a lawyer or needing to make a change, people might put off certain changes or put off, you know, even thinking about their will for, you know, 5 to 10 years, which is a bad idea.
Who should not use your platform? Because some people's lives are very, very complicated and there's a lot of moving parts. What are the characteristics of those for whom they would be better served by a traditional estate lawyer?
Yeah. So a lot of people sometimes will want to have very specific triggering mechanisms. They might have one person where they would want to have you know, a certain amount of money to go to this person, but only after this person passes away, or certain provisions that, you know, our platform at this time we can't facilitate that. So we've never told anyone that we can help everybody, because we know we can't. We'll never replace lawyers. But if there's certain provisions that you need to do or want, our site's probably not for you. But like the majority of Canadians who have a pretty simple estate and, you know, 2.5 kids, and they need to make a fairly simple estate plan, our site is perfect for them.
Now, I assume it's so fast if you've already done your thinking, like you just key in the stuff and print it out. What is the thinking that one should do in advance of prepping a will, either on your platform or anywhere else?
Yeah, so some people absolutely know without even thinking who they'd want as a guardian, who their beneficiaries would be, and how they'd want to, you know, distribute their assets to those beneficiaries. Big things that you should probably think about before even coming to our site is who you'd want to act as an executor, and think of a backup as well. Because throughout our site, we encourage people to create backups for executors, backups for guardians of children, depending on the circumstances. Someone might not be able to, you know, act in behalf in this position. They might not want to geographically. They might not be able to. So having a backup is going to save, you know, it's going to be super convenient and very helpful for your family and friends if you think about these ahead of time. And when you get to our platform, if you've already thought about these ahead of time, you're going to whiz through our platform.
How do you include learning as a part of the process? Because I can imagine most people who've never done a will before, there'll be definitions they don't get. There's a lot that one needs to learn in order to do this properly. Just be aware of how things go.
Yeah. So with our platform, we try to provide, you know, the best user experience, and what that includes
as opposed to the worst.
Yeah.
Like you didn't say, I'm going to be the worst online will provider. No. Okay. You're not doing that. Good to
know.
We're
trying to take out, you know, a lot of the legal jargon and use simplified terms and provide areas where we provide extra, you know, definitions, or we just try to simplify the product. But a lot of the education initiatives that we're looking at expanding on is through our blogs and our social media posts. Mm. Like I mentioned earlier, there's lots of myths and unknowns around death, and a lot of people don't like to even contemplate their own death. So we're trying to, you know, bring death back into, you know, today's society. You know, it used to be very, very popular in, you know, the
1800s. It's still pretty popular.
Well,
it's still pretty popular. People live longer, but they still die.
They live longer, but people used to talk about it and be involved in the funeral process. And it wasn't, everyone knew that it was, you know, an inevitability.
Right.
People think, or if they don't think about it, that it's never going to happen to them. But we're trying to bring some education just to get people to realize, like, hey, this is going to happen to you one day.
Yeah.
You're not getting out of this alive.
Let's just talk about this.
Talk about it. Plan for it a little bit, and then, you know, live your best life.
That's great. Kevin, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having us, Bruce.
Kevin Olds is the founder of Willful.co, the online will preparation platform.